This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. And with everyone spending more time at home, a lot of us are taking time to clean out our cupboards, pantries, and refrigerators, and maybe finding the sell-by and use-by date stamps on our food items a bit confusing. Joining us to talk about food safety protocol is Teresa Hunsaker, consumer educator for USU Extension. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you bet. Happy to be here.
A lot of food waste occurs because of fears that keeping an item past its expiration date will make us sick. However, avoiding foodborne illnesses is important. Do you have a general rule of thumb on when we should throw out our food and when it is safe to keep it?
You know, I think that's a little bit of a difficult one to answer, but let's talk about first the cupboard kinds of things, the dry goods. Usually that use-by date or that best-by date are there for nutrition, color, flavor, texture, not a safety issue. So if things are past a best-by date or a best-before date, I would feel, unless it's years and years and years down the road, go ahead and use it. I would feel comfortable suggesting that it's going to be not a safety issue, but a quality issue.
And sometimes we can just rely on seeing if something looks bad and smells bad, maybe try the smell test. When does that work?
You know, that works for a lot of things, especially refrigerated items. Now, obviously, outside of meat, for, you know, especially raw meat or cooked meat even, we want to go ahead and look it over and make sure that it smells okay and looks okay. Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times food spoilage or breakdown doesn't necessarily mean food poisoning or food intoxication. One of the things that I want to mention definitely is eggs. They're kind of the exception to the rule on meat. You can keep those 4 to 5 weeks from the time you've purchased them as long as it's in the refrigerator.
What are ways we can be proactive? Of course, we can look at labels and date stamps before we buy. What suggestions do you have for storing food properly?
The first thing I would suggest is cool, dark, dry if it's going to be on my shelf. So the cooler the temperature, the longer it's going to keep in quality, color, flavor, texture, that kind of thing. If it's in the refrigerator, the main thing is knowing the basic time frames for optimum food safety as well as food quality. So raw meats, 2 to 3 days, unless it's fish, and that's only 1 day. Cooked meats, 5 days. So if you ever have questions, they're always welcome to call the Extension Service, too, on things.
Teresa Hunsaker, consumer educator for USU Extension at Weber County, thank you so much for joining us.
You are most welcome. Always happy to help.
And thank you for tuning in this week for USU Extension's Education Highlight. More coming up next week.